This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We talk about sunburn like it's annoying, or perhaps we're unlucky, or is it just part of summer? But some new Victorian data paints a much bigger picture about how often it's happening and where we're getting caught out in everyday life. Well, joining us is Emma Glassenberry, Head of SunSmart at Cancer Council Victoria. Emma, thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Warren. Thanks for having me.
Now, this data shows people are still ending up in emergency departments with sunburn in 2025. What does that say about how seriously we're still underestimating UV exposure?
Yeah, look, the numbers show us that year on year, Victorians are turning up to emergency departments for help with their sunburn. I think it really highlights how extreme our UV levels are in Australia and are in Victoria, particularly at this time of year. I mean, today and in the coming week, UV levels are reaching 13, which is extreme, and it means sunburn can occur in as little as 15 minutes. So really important to think about sun protection every day, all day at this time of the year.
I got an alert on my watch this morning. It said UV 10, and I thought, oh my goodness, it's not even 12 o'clock yet, and it's quite high. I mean, should we be using devices or somehow becoming more aware of what the UV index is? Would that help?
Yeah, that's a great question, because we can't feel or see ultraviolet radiation. It's invisible, so often the damage is occurring without us knowing. So it is really important to use weather forecast information, devices. Another example is the SunSmart Global UV app, which is free to download, and it can provide UV levels, the forecast UV levels for your local area, so you can be prepared with sun protection.
Emma, a lot of people think of sunburn as a beach or holiday issue. Where are we getting burnt?
Yes, that's right. So often people think you get burnt at the beach, but what the data is actually telling us is that people are usually caught out with sunburn. They can often be close to home or at a friend's place having a barbecue, picnic in the park, just even walking in your local area, or gardening is another activity that people often report sunburn. So it's those everyday activities that people are getting caught out, really highlighting the importance to think about sun protection as part of your daily routine, particularly this time of year.
We're chatting with Emma Glassenberry, Head of SunSmart at Cancer Council Victoria, about how data revealing the scale of sunburn across Victoria is quite high. Now, let's talk about the emergency department presentations for sunburn. These have been consistently recorded for two decades now. Has there been any improvement at all?
Look, the numbers vary a little bit year on year, but we're seeing fairly consistent numbers, around 300 people or admissions each year to Victorian public hospitals. I mean, it's good that we're not seeing an increase in numbers, but the numbers do highlight that sunburn is mostly preventable. So it's a timely reminder to think about sun protection. And remember, there's all five forms of sun protection. So don't rely just on sunscreen or just on sunnies. We need hats, covering clothing, sunscreen, sunnies, and of course seeking shade as well to prevent us and our skin from those extreme UV levels.
The slip, slop, slap campaign, that was amazing. Remember the singing jingle?
Yes.
I love that. Maybe we should bring it back.
Everyone remembers. Yeah. Bring it back. Well, we've now got Seek and Slide. And, you know, it's those prompts and those reminders which are really important. So we need to tailor our messaging and our campaigns to our audiences and really engage them to try and increase that education and awareness around the importance of sun protection. So campaigns and public education are really important, particularly at this time of year, to really remind people of that slip, slop, slap, seek and slide message.
Emma, I was lucky because my father, when I was a kid, he would say, put a hat on, put a T-shirt on, put sunscreen on, you're not going out. And of course, we would ignore that and go to the beach as kids and sometimes get burnt. Now we know childhood sunburn keeps coming up as a long-term risk. Why do these early burns matter so much later in life?
So we know that the first two decades in life really sets up lifetime risk of skin cancer.
Wow.
So that is why sun protection is so important in that first 20 years, because the skin is young, it's vulnerable, and we know that damage can't be undone and is really setting up that lifetime risk. So that's why our education in schools, your dad's advice is so important, and it hasn't changed. Remember your hat, remember your shirt, remember your sunnies, and just sunscreen to really try and protect your skin. Sun protection's important no matter your age, but really those first 2 years, those first 20 years are very important.
Emma, if there's one bit of or one habit you'd love everyone listening to build into their routine this summer and perhaps throughout the whole year, what would it be?
It would have to be leaving sun protection at your front door so it's there before you head out, because I can guarantee you you're going to need it right up until April. We know the UV levels are above 3 to starting in August right through to April. So sun protection is needed most days. So keep a hat at your door, sunscreen at your door, a covering shirt and sunnies so it's there so you're prepared, or have some stuff ready in your car for when you're out and about as well. You won't regret it. Prevent that sunburn.
Definitely. And sunscreen's really good. I mean, I remember the old sensitive skin ones were full of that white zinc, which I'm sure worked, but I bought some this week at one of the pharmacies, put it on, it disappears. It's amazing. Things have improved so much.
Look, sunscreen is a really important form of defence, and there's loads of evidence to show how important it is to prevent skin cancer and sunburn. But remember, there's 5 forms of sun protection. We know people often don't apply enough sunscreen, so it's really important to choose one you like. You found one you like this week, which is great, and apply enough and reapply every 2 hours and 20 minutes before heading outdoors. And that way you're getting the best protection from your sunscreen. But use it along with a wide brim hat, sunnies, covering clothing, and then you know you've got the best sun protection there is.
Someone said to me last week, I was down at the beach at Mornington, they said, and I had a wide brim hat on. It was my father's old hat that I found. And someone said, oh, it looks terrible. I said, I don't care. Sunburn looks worse.
Well, sunburn's painful, isn't it? And the wide brim hat's probably not that painful. So
exactly.
I agree with you, but I'd love to see more wide brim hats.
Definitely. Let's start a trend. Emma, thanks for joining us on Drive.
Thanks, Warren. Great to chat.
Thank you. Emma Glastonbury, Head of SunSmart at Cancer Council Victoria.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.